Yo.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Verified Thoughts Pod. We have the whole crew here today, and a guest we have. Who's he going to pick? Summer. Summer. Lewis is here. Ellie. I'm here. And then we got Dan here. I still need to upload your sound. Danimal. The animal. I know that guy makes a lot of money on Cameo.
I'm sure he does. He told me he was on vacation when he did mine, so.
Just making money on vacay. Welcome back, everyone. It's been a long week. Hope everybody had a good week. To get it out the fucking way, we got some house cleaning. So you guys follow the socials. Reach out on the voicemail or text us. Have we got anything lately?
No.
No? So yeah, right at the beginning, we're like, what, 20 minutes in?
What do you mean?
Like, how deep are we into the show already?
Oh. Like, well, we just started. Technically a minute, but.
Oh. Yeah, dude, follow the socials. Leave us your thoughts. Did we give a question last week?
No.
No?
No.
What should be this week's question? Or just let us know anything, right?
Yeah, I think we said we wanted people to just kind of start sending stuff in.
Yeah.
What if they ask a question?
Yeah, give us your thoughts or ask us a question. Like, how's Lewis's surgery coming along, recovery? How tall is Dan? Because he looks really short.
I'm getting knee extensions.
Is Summer really a girl? Maybe she's been hiding from us this whole time.
You want me to show?
I'd be surprised if you haven't found out by now.
What if I am a girl and Summer's a boy, you know? I just have a deep voice.
You're using a voice changer?
How long have you been on
HRT?
Yeah. How long have you been on testosterone?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to be a boy. It's been a grip. Can girls take HRT just for fun?
Wait,
like, just to be more girly?
What's HRT?
It's like the girl hormones. Like, for guys.
If estrogen?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hormone replacement therapy?
I would assume so, because it's basically trying to.
Like, do you get bigger bitties?
I'm sure you do. Because I think that's what happens, like, with some birth control, where some of it might have, like, a.
A bitty affection?
Not a bitty. Well, yeah. Some areas might get a little bigger.
And does
what
that
about
promote?
For guys?
Well, y'all don't take birth control.
Does that promote, like, hair loss, too?
What?
Like, HRT? Estrogen?
I don't.
Right? Because isn't that what testosterone does? It gives.
It can do, yeah. Well, yeah. Most. It's a side effect.
Well, we got a doctor over here.
Watch a lot of YouTube videos.
I feel like we should all go, like, a month on. You get on testosterone and we get on HRT.
I don't think that we would have to go to a doctor and consult.
No, we can get that shit black market.
You can get that shit illegally.
We just need someone to drive to Mexico, come back up.
And you can get that shit shipped to your house.
Can we at least still get a specialist in? If we're going on a black market, can we get a friend who, like, has, like, very.
You can't really tamper with that stuff, though.
What do you mean? How do you know?
You can't, right?
You can go to a clinic and get a blood test for, like, $80. And then you take it after, see where your blood is at.
Yeah, but it's like they can't. It's not like they can put fentanyl in testosterone. You know what I mean?
You would be surprised.
I don't think so.
Do you know what they do to people who, well, women who get, like, a Brazilian butt lifts and shit? Mm-hmm. And how they go wrong? Because they,
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but that's a surgery, though.
Yeah, but that's still, like, it's a.
They're not taking a chemical or.
But it is a. It's something that they're putting in their ass.
Yeah, fat.
And they're replacing it with something else. So what makes you think that they wouldn't replace any of the other shit with something else just to, like, cut back or something?
Wait, what if Summer goes to the hospital, right, and she says that she wants to turn into a man? They prescribe her testosterone. Omar goes in there, says he wants to be a woman. They prescribe you estrogen. Summer takes the estrogen. Omar takes the testosterone. And then we see what happens.
No, I take the estrogen.
Oh, okay, you can take
it. She takes the testosterone to be a man, and I be a girl. And let's see if I get long hair and
I don't
bitties.
Think that's how this works.
How big do you think my bitties would get?
I don't think that's... Okay, so...
How long are you taking it?
If
for a month.
If I took testosterone for a month, I think the most that, I mean, I don't know. I don't fucking know. I never took testosterone.
She just gets really built. I don't. Really jacked.
I think we should still talk to an expert who is going to know, like, this is not going to fuck up our bodies.
I don't think
I'm
so.
I'm sure it'll fuck up your body.
Because it's going to fuck your body up.
If you take estrogen for a month, I'm sure it'll
stop. Like, you just, like, take estrogen for a month, but and then you just stop.
But then then it'll go away.
But if you take testosterone, then maybe
Take testosterone after for a month, for 2 months, so it cancels out.
No. So it'll be like it never happened.
Like, what if I gave you, what if I gave you my birth control pills, and you took my birth control pills every month?
Then I won't have a baby.
Well, you ain't going to have a baby anyway.
Says who? I'm on birth control.
Okay, but that's not how that... First off, birth control...
I'm just going to come in my ass and just like, nope, blocks it.
That's why you think that works?
No, I'm saying because I'm a guy. Just put a...
That means it works, right? It's birth control.
Let me borrow your fucking uterus.
Okay.
Have one custom built.
Okay. It's getting out of hand.
It is.
How did this start? When were you like... Did I tell people to ask questions or something?
We're talking about religion at one point. Let's talk about religion, man.
What the fuck do we know?
So are you guys Christian?
Who is we?
You. Like you and your family.
You keep saying you guys.
You're trying to make everything racist.
Saying, no, I'm not. Okay, that's not what I meant. I meant we as in like, who do you mean as in
you
we?
And your family.
Okay, my family has grown up like Baptist. Which is like a subdomination of Christian.
Do they believe in the Virgin Mary, or is that only?
See,
Catholic?
I don't think they know who that is, but they don't like. It's not like a big part of their.
They don't really talk about her.
It's not a big part of the.
They don't really fuck with her like that.
Yeah, they don't really fuck with the.
You got to make this Gen Z.
They don't slide for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's more, it's like the Baptist stuff, from what I know, it's more of just like.
Glazing God.
It's like a, to me, Baptist is like a different culture of Christian. Like, it's still the Christian beliefs, but like, it has like a different, like, vibe to it. Because it's just really hard to explain. It's because it's the same beliefs. The vibe is just different. Like, if you go to a Baptist church and go to a Christian church, like, the music is different.
The vibes are crazy.
One's lit, the other one's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least Baptist churches are lit. I'm not going to lie. They are kind of lit. But me personally, I don't really subscribe to any religious affiliation.
Not riding for them like that?
I don't ride for anybody like that.
But I want to know what's different between them two.
Who, Baptists and Christians?
Yeah.
Because they do believe the same thing. I think it's more of like the how much they take into the New Testament and the Old Testament.
Mm.
I think Baptists take more of an Old Testament route. If I'm
like
correct.
Like some OG shit?
Yeah. Like I have to watch like a whole like. Someone made like an anime version of like the Bible. Like a. So it was like a cartoon version of the Bible, right? And it was kind of explaining like the Old Testament and the New Testament and like...
It was God just having some crazy-ass animation fight with the devil.
See, that's the thing. They never even talked about this shit. That's
sick.
I was so confused because they never talked about like the whole situation with the devil. They kind of just glazed right over that. And I'm like, so who's the devil?
Yeah. Because do Catholics talk about... I mean, like talk about where the devil...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But, well... I don't know. Do they?
I don't.
I can't.
Because he was an angel, right? But is that what Catholics
like,
believe?
Who tells us a story about?
I feel like the Bible. I feel like when I was in church school, like they would just start
the D word. They wouldn't even say it.
They would just start at like.
Ooh,
after, like Voldemort. After
can
Adam
say his name.
Huh?
After Adam and Eve.
Uh huh.
Like,
did they even talk about Adam and Eve in church school? Do you remember any?
I don't.
Of
that? Yeah, they talked about it.
Hearing about that
because they talked about Genesis.
Well, I'm saying like in Catholic school.
Oh, okay. I just found out what Baptist. The difference is, by the way.
Ooh, all right.
So the Baptist is basically, that's why I don't subscribe to it, I remember. So the Baptist is basically, they believe that you are saved once you are baptized, which is like when you're submerged
in
the water.
Dunked in the water.
And so I was never baptized. Everybody else in my family was.
Wait, did your parents choose not to baptize you or?
Yeah, because that usually happens when you're like a baby.
I could have sworn that I was baptized, but they said that I wasn't when I was a kid.
They're gaslighting you.
But then once I got older, like when I was a teenager, like my whole teen years, they were like trying to convince me to get baptized.
Maybe your parents.
Well, why didn't they baptize you?
Well, yeah, maybe they weren't going to the church as much.
No, we were going to church. It's just that they, I will say, even though they were religious,
her body, her choice,
they weren't, they weren't like too pushy on it. Like they were like, they weren't going to like force me to be baptized, but they wanted me to.
Are you pro-baptizer?
Well, that's crazy because every time I hear about baptism is when the kid's like 1 or 2 years old.
Yeah, they're very young.
Yeah.
But I think in Baptist, you can be baptized multiple times.
What the fuck?
So like anytime you feel like you need to be cleansed, refreshed.
So I can go commit arson and be like, nah, that wasn't me.
And you go get baptized.
And go get baptized and just start over.
There you go.
You'll get into heaven. You'll probably go to jail, but.
You still get into heaven, though. Huh.
Fuck it, I'm Greek, bro. Believe in the Greek gods. Who's to say they're wrong, you know?
No what are one, the Greek gods? No one is Socrates one? Wrong. What's Socrates?
No, that was a...
That was a philosopher, was a writer, right?
Yeah, he was a philosopher. Yeah.
Where is he from?
Greek?
Yeah, he was an actual person.
Zeus was a god.
Zeus, yeah. Oh, Poseidon.
Poseidon.
Leonidas. Artemis.
No, Leonidas was the one.
All of those Greek gods are amazing.
Wait, so who's Leonidas?
Well, no, I don't think he was one.
No, but what is he?
I don't know.
He was a general.
Just a cool Greek name in your head.
He was a Spartan general, wasn't he?
I have no idea.
I believe
we're
so.
We're asking you, Greekologist.
I believe he was a Spartan general.
Greek.
I'm Greek now.
Greek yogurt.
So who's your Virgin Mary?
Oh fuck.
Damn. What's? Wait, they don't have queens, do they?
There's girls that are gods.
They are, right?
Artemis. Who's Achilles?
Achilles? That's your heel, ain't it?
No. No. Yes, I guess your heel, but like there was somebody named Achilles.
He was also another warrior. I think he might have been Greek. He caught an arrow to the heel because he was like super invincible and
who
shit.
Who was the one who was fucking, who fucked his mom?
What?
We were reading some wild shit.
I feel like all the one Greek of them, gods were fucking
one of
each
them
other.
Was, I think he killed his dad to fuck his mom because he wanted to be king or something.
Weren't like the Greeks like extremely gay?
Yeah.
That's what I've heard about.
Yeah. Right?
Look at George Michael.
He's Greek?
Yeah.
They would go around just butt-fucking.
No wonder they caught him in that restroom. They do that shit in the open.
All the Greek gods were fucking each other,
yeah,
too.
I think a lot of Greek is like...
That's where them sex parties stem from.
Would you call that out if you like walked into a restroom and...
Hey, they're fucking! Nah, they I think I'd leave.
Just walk out.
Because if I was to get caught fucking in a restroom, then I'd be like, bro, please.
You wouldn't want it. Yeah.
You wouldn't like plug
you wouldn't
your phone.
Take a picture?
Like Snapchat and just... Start laughing.
Like, hey, they're fucking in here.
No,
then
I
they hear the camera.
You
hear the camera start.
Open the door and yell into the lobby.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing in here? Well, if you're fucking in a bathroom, I'm taking a picture of that shit.
Well, maybe they.
I'm have telling everyone. To fuck. Like, if it's a restaurant, I'm just going to yell it into the lobby.
Ooh, they fucking in here.
Like if it's Texas Roadhouse when they announce your table, just say over the intercom.
Yeah. Saying that they're smashing in stall 3. Well, what they would probably be 4.
IO 14.
There's like 4 or 5 stalls, and they'll be in the biggest stall, the one the handicap stall.
Is there like grocery shopping porn?
What?
Yeah.
Were they fucking a grocery store?
Yeah,
I'm sure there is.
Probably. Yeah.
There's definitely grocery. There's porn
like
for
they
everything.
They go in the back of the meat market.
There's porn for everything.
Or the fridges.
Just lay on top of a dead cow and fuck the shit out of her.
If they got doctors. If they got teachers, then they definitely got some grocery store porn out there.
I'm sure it's out there.
The carnicero.
Yeah. A butcher.
Oh, I love how you cut that meat.
The plumbers. The pizza guy.
Astronauts. They got it all, dude. Johnny sends it all of them.
Johnny sends them some crazy shit.
They did a...
He's the godfather.
They did a porn parody, like the 20-year anniversary of the Montreal screwdriver. You know what that is?
No.
Oh, you don't. So but it's like a wrestling thing where Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart had this big match at It was something.
No, Survivor Series.
Yeah, Survivor Series. And they had a big match and it was like real. Like it got real, real quick. And they did a porn parody like 20 years after. And like the WWE came in and like sent like a cease and desist. And it was like,
because they all started fucking?
Because it was like, yeah, they were like. They were dressed as like Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart and the referee and everything.
And was it just guys or?
No, it was 2 girls and a guy.
Mm. What was it called again?
I think they called it the something blowjob.
The Montreal blowjob? That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Something like that. There's porn for everything.
Mm. So back to Greekology.
Okay.
What about it?
I don't know. Like,
there's a god. They have a god for everything, pretty much. Like water, storms.
Is there a god for getting
war.
Bitches?
Probably. There's a god of love, so it's probably her.
Mm. What's her name?
I don't remember.
You're fucked up on this pod, huh?
Why? I'm just wondering.
Looking right at me while you're asking these questions. Start like, with you know what
a,
you're doing.
AS something something.
ASMR?
What is it?
As, I don't know. It's not Asmodeus. Athena? It's fucking...
Athena?
Well, it might have been.
Of them, wasn't it? Athena was one of them, I think.
Might have been.
That sounds familiar. Well, how about someone look this shit
is she the goddess of hunting? I don't know.
That's Katniss Everdeen, bro.
Katniss Everdeen?
Do you claim any religion? Because I know you say on God a lot, so it's like...
No, I don't. Do I?
Apollo, Hermes, Athena, Poseidon.
Hermes?
Yeah. Hermes.
Man, that's a hard-ass name.
Oh, Hades.
Hades, God, the fucking, pretty much the god of hell.
Zeus, Ares. I think I said that already.
You guys ever watch Percy Jackson? The movies went hard.
No. Aphrodite.
I think I saw... It's only one movie, or is there more?
Which
I've seen
one? Oh, Percy Jackson?
Yeah. That's I've read the books.
They got books. Yeah, I read the books. And then the movies kind of disappointed a little bit, but they're still good.
Is that about the Greek?
Look at this
yeah.
penis.
I'm showing it to the
camera. You know they'd make them small on purpose?
Their penises?
Yeah.
Yeah, on the statues. What? Back then, they thought if you had a big dick, you were stupid.
What?
Yeah, smart sense. People had little penises.
It's crazy. Shit, give me nothing then, bro. Make me the smartest motherfucker out there.
Hmm. Hmm.
I don't know why they had to be so detailed on their statues. Did they have to include that shit?
Fuck, I don't know.
I think they did, because then, like, 500 years later, you'd be like, damn.
Just get some guy a fat ass. Have a
dick. Like, someone makes a statue of you, and they just don't include your penis. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you'd be like,
where's my dick?
Where's my cock? I want to brag about how smart
my
I was
cock is
so they
bigger
know
than his.
How smart I was, damn it.
Why'd you make my dick so big?
All offended. I want to visit Greece, though.
I do, too. That'd be sick.
Who has, like, the oldest, like, architecture besides, like...
They have to be up there.
You know what yeah. What's the...
Or the Romans.
Yeah, what's that big? The Colosseum?
The Colosseum.
Like, how far does that go back?
I don't even know what year, what time frame that was.
It's B.C.,
they made it of some good-ass shit, though, because I think it still hasn't collapsed.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there cement? Like, crazy?
Yeah, what they used.
Like, doesn't it self-heal?
Mm-hmm. They finally figured it out, and they were thinking about doing highways like that, but it's probably not going to happen, because then they won't have to fix...
Jobs.
Yeah, they won't have to fix the highways every 2 years.
That's why I wish we were, like, back then, where...
Big transportation.
Shit was,
where everybody was
yeah,
gay?
Big transpo.
Oh.
Where everybody was gay. Nah, like the Mayans and shit. They had some crazy ass community and
they also sacrifice people all the time.
Shit, some shit has to be done.
If you don't know how to plant corn, then what
the
fuck are you doing
here?
It's
not raining, and then they just throw you in the volcano.
You guys seen Apocalipto?
No, is it a Mexican movie?
It's a movie about the Mayans.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard ass movie. In the end, they show like where they pull up to the beach and they see the pilgrims' boats coming towards them.
Oh, hell no.
The Spaniards?
I don't know who the fuck it was.
Isn't that who invaded them first, the Spaniards?
I think they visited, didn't they, at first? And then they gave them smallpox and, like, they all died.
That sounds about right.
I feel like it definitely
like
was
flu
the
flu or some shit like that.
Nah.
What was that crazy soccer, like, game that they had where, like, the hoop was on the wall and there was, like, a hole?
Oh.
They had to hit it through.
Fucking,
some crazy-ass game. We need to bring that back.
Quidditch?
They were hitting it with their hips, too.
Yeah, yeah. We need to bring
it was
that
like
shit back.
Hips and face or head.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But the point wasn't to make it in the hole.
It wasn't?
No, that's what I found out later.
What was the point of the game?
It was almost like a volleyball type deal.
Mm. What the hell's the hole for?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering, too. Because they're like, maybe? You know that they're actually not. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Did you see us in TikTok?
No.
Fucking
lie. Where gets all his information from?
I do.
I want to look it up now.
That's why we're fucked.
What do you think it's called? Mayan.
It's
Mayan
better
volleyball?
Than BBC News.
What's wrong with BBC News?
Fuck them.
Fuck
you. Have you seen that story with the Rage Against the Machine on BBC News?
Bro, you know how old that is.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah, it's,
you know where I got
tell.
It?
I can tell.
On TikTok.
Yeah, I know.
And 5 years information later. That you probably would have never told me because
I already
like,
knew about
that
information because I was cultured.
No, but like. You'd be like, why should I tell him this? It doesn't matter.
Why should I tell you that?
About that story.
Because it's fucking badass. I would
yeah,
tell
but
you
haven't.
I mean,
exactly.
You know what? I assume that you're like slightly cultured at times, but I can tell that you're not at all. Like, how don't you know about that moment?
I don't know a lot of movies. I don't know a lot of.
I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
When Rage Against the when
I didn't know until Omar told me yesterday.
He's in the metropolitan of the world.
When Rage Against the Machine had they performed for BBC, and they told them to not use
because in one of their songs explicit. They're like they performed don't give a fuck what you tell me or some shit like that.
Oh, I know.
They performed Killing in the Name, and yeah, they said perform they have, it clean, and they
have that song in a video game.
And yeah, at the end, they in started FIFA. Saying it. Yeah. And
the and then they're like flipping like, off the camera and shit. And they, yeah.
They're like, no.
She's like, take that off, take that off. And she's like, all right, sorry, sorry, everyone. The news anchor or whatever.
They did that on SNL too.
As a skit?
No, like they were performing at SNL and they got kicked off because they wanted to put the American flag upside down. And they were like, nah.
Me, yep.
Yeah, I didn't know about that until yesterday. Was it yesterday when you told me?
Yep.
Or the day before yesterday?
What's going on over there in Lewis World, man? Lewisville.
Nothing much.
You guys didn't get Lake Garrison again?
No, we got hail.
I know, I saw that.
For like a good 30 seconds, it was just nonstop. I felt like we were in a tornado or something. It was really loud.
Was it big? Big hail?
No, it was small. It was like
So it wasn't damaging?
No. Nah, luckily. I didn't end up looking like your car.
Fuck. Really, dude?
Did you see that video of that bull that was out in the hail going crazy?
What?
It was like some farmer. He had just bought a bull like in Dallas. Uh-huh. And then it started hailing like crazy and the bull didn't know what to do.
Sorry, that was for that burn.
Was farmer, the bull okay?
Yeah, the farmer like went on the news and he's like, oh, you know, bulls have like half inch thick skin and I didn't have a shelter in place because I just got him and we've never gotten this kind of weather before. And the bull was fine. They like showed videos of him afterwards. But like people were going crazy, like it's animal abuse or whatever.
Oh my
it's God. It's a bull. I'm sure he's fine.
He's literally going to become Angus Beef later.
After he impregnates like 50 cows. I was looking up that Mayan game. It's called, what was it again? I already forgot. But the ball weighs 9 pounds.
Damn.
That seems like that shit hurts.
I feel like you have to condition your thighs or your hips.
What about your fucking head?
9 pounds? Okay. Yeah.
I don't think you can hit it with your head. I don't think you can hit that with your head at all.
I can.
Once, maybe.
I'd probably compress my spine a little bit. What's it called?
Pock. I forgot again. Puck a talk. Puck a talk.
Pack attack?
Pock a talk.
Does it say anything what the point of the circle is?
This one says the two opposing sides try to hit the rubber ball into the stone hoop.
Yeah, maybe TikTok lied to me.
Oh, you think?
Another article said that the winners got sacrificed.
I'm surprised.
What?
What'd you say?
The losing side's leader and perhaps the whole team was sometimes killed in sacrifice to the gods.
On the losing team?
Holy
yeah. There was another one that said sometimes the winning team did too.
They all died.
I'm like, fuck it. That damn. Dude, that's...
Wait, so were you like... was it a mandatory thing to play?
I don't think you had a choice.
Right?
You think he was like just like prisoners or something? Or
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, maybe it was like for entertainment like they would do with the gladiators.
Like, oh, they did so good. We killed them.
Yeah. Oh, it says it was used to settle conflicts between warring groups and noblemen.
Okay.
So what's up? Play me in Puck-a-talk. Fucking loser. Instead of throwing hands.
And then if you lose, your entire team fucking dies.
You guys get some real ride or dies,
that's
bro.
That's insane. Holy shit.
Would you guys be on our Puck-a-talk team?
Do we have to die at the end?
Who knows?
I try it once. Dude, 9 pounds is a heavy rubber ball.
It is.
Your head weighs like 9 pounds.
Imagine hitting that shit constantly, though.
You don't have to always hit it.
Your fucking legs. With your,
it says you have to use your hips and your thighs.
Your leg would be all fucking sore the next day. If you're not dead.
But. Yeah. Fuck that. We need to bring back those kind of games, though. That, yeah. The Roman Coliseum, bring all that shit back.
We watched the Dungeons & Dragons movie the other day.
It's pretty good.
It was a good watch. You know about Dungeons & Dragons?
I know. Like, I hear.
Like, you know the gist of it where it's like a board game and dice and shit.
You roll the dice and...
So,
depending
on what... We went to the movie and they're saying like hella shit, like spells and all that. And we're like, bro, we don't know anything of this.
The characters and shit. After the movie was done, I couldn't name a single character because they had weird ass names.
Yeah.
It was like Holga, Elgin, or some bullshit. That's all I know.
But
it was a good movie, though.
Yeah. Like, because I was like 20 minutes in, I leaned over to Dan. I was like, do you know anything about this movie? He's like, no. But it's a fun movie. It's a funny story. The main character is Chris Pine, which I don't know. I feel like there's a bunch of B-list. Letty's in it. Letty from Fast and Furious. Yeah. That one girl from Uncle Frank. That I guess I'm the only one person that knows her.
I don't really memorize actors. Like, it takes me a while.
I didn't really start doing that until this year.
Yeah, like, there's a ton of actors that, like if you watch any Christopher Nolan movie, it's always the same people. But I cannot name.
Is he a director?
Yeah, he's a director. He made, like, the Dark Knight trilogy. He made Interstellar, Tenet. Fuck Tenet.
So, I don't think we ever finished that movie.
Yeah. It's always the same people.
Do you guys like Michael Bay?
Michael Bay?
All his explosions.
Yeah.
Stupid ass.
I like him in some, like, if it's like the Transformers. He does Transformers, right?
Yeah.
And those, yeah, because it kind of makes sense because it's, you know, it's fucking fighting robots. So it's not too exaggerated.
He did one of the Fast and Furious movies, or maybe more. But I know he did one and a bunch of bombings. Or not bombings, but explosions.
Didn't John Singleton do one of the Fast and Furious?
I don't even know who that is, but probably there's 10 of them.
I can't name any director.
Right. I don't know who that is either.
All right, so John Singleton has done a lot of movies like Boys in the Hood. And what else he do? Baby Boy. But he's also the one who created Snowfall.
Oh, he died, right?
Yeah.
R.I.P.
I know nothing about directors, like anything.
Me neither. And then?
I think he did Too Fast, Too Furious.
Ooh, the second
that
one
was pretty good.
That one, yeah, the third one's about where it ends.
Yeah, John Singleton directed that one.
The third one's Tokyo Drift.
That's about where it gets good, like, it's dumb being about cars.
The fourth one.
What's the fourth one about? What was the name of that one?
The fourth one is more of like the smuggling shit, isn't it?
Isn't that where they take the bank vault? No, that's the fifth one.
That's the fifth one.
There's too many now.
The fourth one, I think the fourth one's a Brazilian one with the bank.
No, that's the fifth one.
Oh.
You're not even listening to us, huh?
What the hell's the
fourth
one?
That's literally what we just said five seconds ago.
Wait, so what's the sixth one? The sixth one, they go to London.
I don't know. After the fifth
with
one,
with Jason Statham?
Yeah.
After the fifth one.
And then the seventh, continue six.
Well, obviously.
And then, you know, the fourth one continues third, no.
I don't know. I think the first three was
the third
good.
One was just random. Like, fuck it, let's go to Tokyo. And then
and that one was pretty good.
A whole different
cast.
Yeah,
that one was good.
That was a good one.
That's where it should have ended.
Oh, I think the fourth one is primarily about they come back to L.A. And this one, they really get into the cop shit. Because I think that's where they mess with, like, Braga and, like, the Mexican cartel.
Yeah. I think that's the fourth one. And that's the movie where that girl dies. Toretto's girl.
Letty?
Yeah.
Or supposedly she dies, yeah.
And yeah, because they bring it back in the fifth?
Yeah.
And or is she gone in the fifth?
Don't the Tokyo Drift people show up later on in the series too?
Han?
They showed up in this last movie. Okay. Nine? Yeah. Did you watch Nine?
Dude, I haven't seen them since.
I think that was like two years ago.
Seventh, sixth or seventh.
Me and Summer went to the Nine, remember?
That one came out last year. 2022.
Ten's about to come out, and then they're already making the next one.
They have a Fast 10 Part 2.
Nine came out 2 years ago.
2022, I thought.
It was 21.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because you're already living here.
It came out 21.
Damn. Yeah. I was already living here in 21?
Last year you were.
Oh, okay.
21 came out in like, it was already summer because it was hot.
I think at 8's where I stopped like watching them in theaters.
Supposedly Brian's back in this one, bro.
How? His brother?
I don't know how the fuck they did it.
CGI?
That's what they did for, was that the fifth one where Brian died before they finished the movie?
They use his brother with CGI.
Yeah. That shit was horrible at the end. You can tell how fake that was.
They're going to use whatever TikTok uses to make fucking AI videos. And you're just going to use that.
Do you know about Wes Anderson? I've never heard of him until this new movie he's making.
I've heard of Wes Anderson, yeah.
What is he known for?
He's known for, what is that fucking movie? Let me pull him up. I don't think I've sat and watched any of his movies, but I'm familiar with his...
Have you seen the commercial for this one? The new one, the Asteroid City.
Oh, it looks weird as hell.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, is that, it's all aesthetic of like weirdness and vibrant colors and shit.
Have you seen the only thing I know is Fantastic Mr. Fox.
It's a stacked cast.
That is the only
Mr. Fox?
Fantastic Mr. Fox is the only movie that I...
That sounds like an animated movie.
You can watch like the whole trailer and still not know what the movie's about.
Really?
Like a hand motion kind of?
Oh.
Stop motion, I mean.
The hell is Asteroid City about? I watched the trailer and I still didn't exactly understand what the hell is going on in Asteroid City.
The girl from Your Honor's in it.
Which one?
That bitchy wife we hate.
From Your Honor... Oh, the boss, the my boss wife.
Yeah, she's in that West. Shit.
Scarlett Johansson's in it.
Yeah, she interacts a lot with ScarJo.
I think Wes Anderson has.
Yeah, or Imrata.
The fuck,
Imrata.
Emma, huh?
Emily Ratajkowski.
Is it? I thought it was Emma Roberts.
What?
I thought it was Emma Roberts.
I have fuck no him. Idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm good on Wes Anderson.
Really?
He got some racist allegations against him.
I didn't know Tom Hanks was in it until I saw the fucking cast list. Yeah, Tom Hanks is in it.
The girl from...
so much I don't know actors.
The girl from Stranger Things in it.
Millie Bobby Brown?
No. That's what I said. It was one of the... she plays a gay character in Millie Stranger Bobby Things. Who else? ScarJo. That one bitch from Your Honor. I guess that's it. Never mind.
Peppa Pig. She's the star, you know.
That whole movie looks weird as hell, though.
Where did you guys see the trailer? At the theater?
Yeah, for Dungeons & Dragons.
They're playing it everywhere, but yeah. I've seen it on TikTok.
I went to go see... Star Wars on Friday.
There's which another one?
No, it's, a really old one.
That they put that.
It was the 40-year anniversary.
40 years?
Yeah. I want to get into Star Wars so bad. It's just that I don't have the time to like watch all of that shit to understand it.
I think if you watch 3 or 4, 5, and 6, that's basically
it. I don't have to watch the first two?
Or
is it like in a different order?
Aren't the first three a trilogy and then the second three are a trilogy?
Well, yeah, so like... The first three that came out are now 4, 5, and 6. And then they came out with a prequel trilogy.
In chronological.
So they're just going backwards.
Which would be 1, 2, 3, and then the most recent ones, like in the last 10 years, are after.
So what do you think makes more sense? To watch it the way it came out or watch it in real chronological order?
In chronological order, but if you don't have time to watch all 6 of them or all 9 of them.
Like what, 30 hours?
That's a lot, yeah. Because they're like 2 hours long.
And then they started making shows and shit, so.
Yeah.
Because even The Mandalorian, that one's like in between.
Well, then you have to watch one of the Lego movies, right? Because that one has another different backstory.
To know what's going on?
Yeah.
I think they're all canon, so yeah.
If you really want to know everything, then you got to watch Star Wars The Clone Wars, the animated show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one.
Watch the Lego one.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
for more stories.
Yeah, just watch the movies.
There's a lot of stuff to watch.
I'm going
to have to watch a thing.
Canon is like part of the storyline.
Yeah, the main story.
The main story.
Like the actual story.
So like if, like,
Like, you know, Marvel has like certain comics that were like Spider-Man kills everyone.
Ant-Man and
yeah, that's not canon because it doesn't really happen. It's just like a spinoff.
Yeah.
But canon is, that is connected to that main story.
Canon is Endgame.
Yeah.
Right? That's part of canon?
I thought canon always meant like.
So where's the ball?
From my understanding from canon and shit, I got it from anime where it was like. There's like the main story, and then canon was like an episode where like Naruto would go fuck off and do some weird shit that had nothing to do with getting Sasuke. You know what I mean? Oh wait, did y'all watch Naruto?
No, is that the whole point of rescuing Sasuke?
Well, it's a long ass fucking rescue.
Right, that's a fucking.
And it was pissing me off too, cause I was like, leave that nigga. But
was he even worth it? What's he bringing to the table?
He was not worth it to me, but I'm gonna have to. Rewatch Naruto, but like yeah, Naruto was like the whole story was like him trying to save his homeboy, or whatever. But then it'll be a side episode where it's like Naruto learns how to do a new trick or some shit, or like a new move or something.
I mean, that would be all canon.
As far as yeah,
but they would call it they wouldn't consider it canon. Like if you would look up the episode list,
maybe those side missions that he's doing aren't canon. Then
they have nothing to do with the
They separate them where there's like. Yeah. those episodes are not canon.
They're just fucking filler.
They're just like, yeah, they call them filler, basically. Okay, yeah, and yeah. So
I've never heard of the word
canon's like all, it's like all in the same universe, essentially, I guess. It's, well, it's like all same, one storyline.
Filler can
one.
Be in the same universe. It's just not a part of the main storyline of like the main plot at hand of like Naruto trying to save his homeboy.
For example, there's like a comic where Batman goes and fucking kills everyone.
Yeah.
That's not canon because that doesn't actually happen. Then,
so why do you do it?
Because they decided to make like a comic where he just does it as like its own little storyline.
What about like on Pokemon, Pikachu's not around anymore.
In the new ones?
Is Ash still in there? I thought he wasn't because he's fucking.
Or maybe Ash is gone.
I think it's Ash.
Maybe they're both gone.
Shit.
Yeah, I think it was Ash is done for.
Yeah, because he became...
Probably fucking 40.
He finally hit his goal of becoming the fucking whatever champion of the world.
Well, he wanted to tame every Pokemon, right? Pokemon.
Did he? Dude, there's
wasn't
a shitload.
Wasn't that the story that he wanted to be the best Pokemon trainer?
I never watched that show.
I thought he wanted to like beat that whole championship thing. The whole league that... I don't know.
I thought he was trying to catch... Was it? Yeah, he was trying to catch them all.
But there's like it's fucking thousands of them now. Or hundreds.
No, I think there's thousands.
Probably now. The fuck if I know. I never really watched Pokemon.
I feel like the whole, like, being a person to create a show is insane. Like, you really have to be kind of stupid. Right? To really wonder about a kid catching some weird fucking
You got to make all the animals, make that whole universe.
See, I think it's deeper than that, though.
Like, that's crazy.
They have meaning. I don't know.
Like, what was his inspiration for Pokemon? Because that was, like, 80s, no?
Yeah.
And then he, like, wrote the comics. Everything.
Like, what fucking...
What inspires you to do that?
Yeah.
Why don't you write a comic?
I don't know what it'd be.
I mean, I guess you could say the same thing with, like, movies. Right? Like, whoever created Transformers...
But I feel like a lot of
people... Well, that seems easy.
Transformers was already a...
That seems easy, because it's like fighting robots.
A lot of people want to be filmmakers, but to want to be like a comic...
Like creator is crazy. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, like Attack on Titan.
That's just crazy.
How did he come up with Attack on Titan?
Do
you know
what
that is?
They probably just do a bunch of fucking drugs and like just write whatever comes to their mind.
Yeah.
They're schizophrenic. They just draw what they see and make a fucking
like Super Mario. Why did they choose an Italian plumber?
What?
Yeah, I have no idea. And that's a Japanese-made story game.
You don't have to go talk to old dude who made.
Why the fuck is his name Mario? Dead. Mario.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
is that his canon name, Mario? Mario.
It's because they're the Mario brothers, and Luigi's first name is Mario.
So Luigi Mario. Luigi Mario.
Mario's just fucking Mario Mario.
That's right. Mario Square.
I feel like that's a culture thing, though. That might be a culture thing. I had a teacher who's...
I mean, the whole thing is making fun of Italians.
Well, yeah, because it's definitely like a...
And it's like...
What is that over
What
there?
Stemmed the beef of Italians and Japanese people? Because they've never really fought against each other. Not that we know.
One of them thought it'd be
Didn't
funny.
They fucking cross each other in the world?
They had beef like that?
He probably made the comic as like a like for fun thing and didn't think it was going to blow up. Like, look at this funny comic making fun of Italians.
Because you're saying Italians and...
No, I think they were allies, weren't they?
Were they allies? Oh, let me see. I'm looking
Italy had Mussolini.
You're right.
He was a piece of
shit. Fascist fuck.
But I don't know if Japan was that involved in World War I.
Who the fuck is Mussolini?
World War I.
The Italian.
Mussolini. He's like the Hitler of Italy.
Hitler.
Wait, for real?
He was a piece of shit.
So
he
did
huge
shit like
piece
that?
Of shit. Yeah. But not to the extent of Hitler, obviously.
Yeah, but he
Wonder
was killing
he did,
people.
What he discriminate upon?
How
Italian you are?
They were pretty much.
If you ate your baguette,
I don't know
how good of a pizza you can make.
How good of a Parmesan wheel you can make. You know, a lot of that shit is really based on seafood.
What?
Like if you Italy, like they're not really.
Yeah, they're on the coast.
Yeah, people. Mm. A lot of people think it's all pasta and shit, but it's actually a seafood.
Hmm. Just crawfish.
They probably got like anchovy pizza and shit.
Oh, that sounds good.
Anchovies. I learned that too from The Sopranos when they first went over there.
What?
They're all happy to learn about because The Sopranos is an Italian based mobster. And like some of them go to like, and they're all hyped, like, oh, you know, we're going to the motherland. And they go to some bullshit ass restaurant where it's just a bunch of fish and shit. Like, hey, Don, what is this? And it's like,
bro, who is that?
Pretty good accent.
I don't know, probably Silvio.
Silvio.
That's pretty good. Just do it again.
By the way, Japan and Italy were
ops.
They were not ops. No, they worked together.
They were siding for each other?
Yeah, they worked.
World War One or both?
In World War II. Yeah, they were homeboys, so I don't know.
What are they known for, you know, besides the cheese?
Who?
Italy?
Italians, yeah. Did they make anything?
The mob.
Right? They just got into the trash business and construction. Those
fuckers did run the drug business for a while. Now it's just a bunch of Mexicans.
Well, who's older, Italians? Because they have some old shit over there.
Yeah, it has to be Italians, yeah.
Older as in what?
Like the UK is old. You know?
I think.
But like as a civilization?
Oh,
I guess a civilization.
Yeah, I think Italy would be.
Yeah.
I think anything up in Europe.
Well, I just thought Rome was part of it, because Rome is in.
Yeah.
And they were like Italy, some of the first.
Yeah, Rome was in Italy.
So yeah, I think they had it. They had it down.
They were holding it down.
Holding it down.
So did they start Christianity?
The Romans?
Aren't they Catholics?
Rome.
Oh. Yeah.
Man, the whole
that's where the chapel is, right? Sistine Chapel?
Yeah.
The lore of fucking the world is crazy.
Sistine Chapel, and then that's where they have the...
Where's the Vatican at?
The Vatican,
that's where it is.
That's what I was thinking.
I think it's in Rome.
I want to go there.
So where's the... What is it called? It caught on fire one time, and people were losing their shit.
Notre Dame?
Yes, what is that?
That's an old church.
In France?
Notre Dame? Notre Dame?
Yeah, Notre Dame. It's somewhere Notre Dame.
Nostradamus? It says the guy who predicted everything.
Didn't he predict 9/11 supposedly?
He predicted.
He said that a metal bird was gonna hit twins or some shit.
That's crazy.
Bush did 9/11.
He did.
Let's go to Notre Dame, though. Fuck it.
You can't.
Says who?
They have their own like security and cops and all that.
I have a gun.
Can you take? I don't think you can fly that over. I don't think you can stuff that far up your ass.
I can key straight all the way there.
They're Europeans, bro. They don't believe in guns.
I'll take a knife.
That's crazy how illegal guns are in other places.
That just means they have more knife attacks.
Which is way worse. I'd rather get shot than stabbed, honestly.
Yeah, but you can stop a nigga with a knife. If he keeps stabbing people, y'all can kind of do something about that one.
But if guns are legal, someone could just shoot like down the
like if it's close encounter. And you guys are like fighting, and guy pulls out a knife. You can't really catch that.
Yeah, you're fucked.
But if like a guy pulls out a gun,
all you need
and he doesn't have it cocked,
good stab to the gut, and it's over.
Just you know, just push the gun out the way.
Well, I mean, like,
I guess. I mean, in mass like 5 feet away from you.
I mean, like if someone was to go on a mass stabbing spree,
I'll stop him.
Somebody's gonna have to stop him at some point.
Mm. There's been like guys that get like double digits still with a knife.
Yeah, like fucking Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, but he
was a knife guy?
Not like in the mass. I'm talking about like how mass shootings happen. Oh, you can't do a mass knifing.
There has been guys that hit double digits.
In the knifing? Where he went in one place where all the people and he just stabbed
I'm
all of them.
Sure. I'm sure it's happened.
There's no fucking way that people just let this nigga just stab.
They're Europeans. They're a bunch of pussies. They don't do anything.
All they play is fucking soccer.
The original fucking savages. Like, they're pussies.
No, it's only some of them.
Like,
you go to Italy, they're all fucking pussies.
No, they're fucking.
The Greeks,
I would
all
never
a bunch
even
of,
go over there, to
I'm
be
about
honest.
To say slur. They're all a bunch of gay dudes. They're not going to stab anybody.
Yeah, they'll probably just fuck you.
Give you AIDS, and then you're done for.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
It's the worst way to die.
That is pretty terrible. Fuck it.
What if we weren't Mexican, bro? What if we were, like, Greek?
Greek?
Yeah. We'd have some crazy food, and... I don't know. Mexican food is kind of crazy.
I'm content with the food I have.
Mole? That's just crazy.
Menudo? Oh, my God.
Yeah, this guy right here in 2016 killed 26 people.
Damn.
On a
stabbing spree?
Yeah. He just went out there just fucking... What kind of knife do you think he had?
He probably had a dagger.
A fucking sword?
No, just like something this long. A dagger.
A sword would be better, though, I'm saying.
That's harder to hide.
I don't think you're trying to hide it.
I can't take a sword to a library.
In Texas, you can. You can open carry swords.
Yeah, but it's going to be obvious. People are going to be
on
edge.
Yeah, in Texas, you're probably just
going
to get shot, too.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
I saw this thing where they divided the U.S. Because let's say it's the U.S. And they divided it like this, horizontal or diagonal. And they're like, who would win? And I think from, the bottom half would win.
From where to, like, what is
so
it?
So it started in, like Washington. Okay. And then I think it ended.
Florida?
Like, right above Florida or something. Florida, I think we had Florida.
If Florida is part of us, then yeah, we would win.
Or maybe they cut, like, a quarter of Florida.
It'd be like,
I feel like we'd win easy.
Texas?
With Texas, yeah. Like, if you have Texas on
Texas,
you.
Texas, and then you have all those, what are those coked pussies? Out Cubans in South Florida. Yeah, we would definitely win.
Because what are those pussies in Maine going to do? Throw snow at us? You know what I mean? I mean, we got pussies in California.
They also got, like, New York, and there's, like, a bunch of gangs in New York up there, and, like.
They're just going to be coming with the.
Philadelphia,
oh, dude, Atlanta. Philly people are crazy,
Philadelphia,
too.
Philadelphia, Atlanta. What else have they got up there? Chicago's up there.
Now we're going to have to go against Chief Keef?
Hmm.
Dude, I'm going straight to O'Block. He's mine. Just kidding, I'd probably die.
No, I think our part would win.
Oh, well, we got a lot of Mexican gangs on this side, though, like in Nevada and stuff. We got
13's probably down here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
The gangs in California?
We should redo the Civil War. But, like, just for beef. Just to beef. Just to beef it out.
Like, North and South? South would win, yeah.
Yeah, South would win. Like, what are the pussies they in Montana going to do? People in Idaho.
They didn't win the first
throw
time.
Throw potatoes at us?
That's true. I don't know. You got people in Montana and shit, though. All they do is hunt.
Yeah. Mm,
that's true.
Over here, we're like, I feel like they'd have a slight advantage because a lot of war now is just, like, hiding.
Yeah.
It's not like the old days where you had guns.
You just walk against each other in a straight line and start shooting.
Yeah. Now it's all tactical.
Crazy way to fight.
That was, I don't know, like, did they not think, like, this kind of sucks?
What's crazy is having the band members out there.
Yeah. You weren't supposed to shoot them either.
Like, why were they there?
To hype it up.
I don't think you could hear a lot of that shit during several hundred guns
fuck
going
no.
at each other.
Yeah, you just hear the cannons fucking going 100 miles straight at your face.
The guy next to you probably makes you death, and then you can't hear.
That has to be some dumb shit from England, bro.
That's why they I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Didn't George Washington not fight that way, and that's why we won? He was like, this is kind of stupid. So he'd attack, like, at night on boats and shit.
Probably.
Imagine trying to do a drive-by on a sailboat. The wind just stops. You're like, oh,
it
fuck.
It pushes you towards them?
Oh, fuck.
That shit was crazy, too, with cannons and, like, what's that, sea war?
Well, in World War One, they still had airplanes and horses, so you got a little bit of both in there.
How did World War One start?
They killed that one guy, Archduke of Francis or something?
Ferdinand,
yeah.
Why? Was he a piece of shit?
No, it was like an inside thing. Like, I think they killed him, and they, like, blamed it on somebody else, and then they started fighting.
Typical U.S.
I think that's what it was. Well, it was in the U.S., but I think that's how it happened. I don't know how the U.S. got involved in that one.
They just want to get their fingers in everything, bro.
They do.
Was that the one where Japan was World War II, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. They bombed
fucking nuked those
Pearl Harbor.
People. We made them see the sun.
Where is Pearl Harbor? Is that Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Yeah.
I guess they are close to that.
They took down a few ships, so we fucking threw the sun at them. It's kind of fucked up.
The fact that they survived from that.
That was probably an inside joke.
Because that's a fucking island or islands.
Yeah.
And Pearl Harbor?
No, they didn't survive. It was
Hiroshima.
A lot of them died.
Hiroshima?
And Nagasaki?
No, it's pronounced Hiroshima.
Hiroshima? Says who?
I think, like, literally.
No, we nuked them. We get to decide how the fuck.
That should be America 2, actually.
America Part 2?
Yeah, we need to take that.
Well, they bombed Hiroshima, and then we bombed another one.
Yeah, we bombed twice.
No, we're supposed to bomb Nagasaki.
No, I think they did bomb it.
They did. We bombed them twice. And then they surrendered. Mm. And now we're friends after we...
Oh, we're not?
Yeah, we are.
We're not friends with them?
Yeah, we're.
Yeah, we are.
They are?
Well, they kind of have to
I thought there was beef right now with them. Oh, no, that's China. They linked up with Russia.
Yeah. I think China wants to see the sun early.
I think they'd beat us, dude.
They've been in the dark too
How
long,
big
dude.
Those... countries are,
but it's just like Russia's mostly like mountain.
All they have is just land.
They're like all southern, right?
I feel like the majority of their population is in Europe.
No, but they have hella land to hide.
Well, nukes. We're not going to go to them. That would be kind of stupid for us to go to them.
No. But if they send the nukes over, we can't stop them shits. They have all that open land. They could build so many of them.
I think if it's a nuke war, everyone's dying. Everyone, it's it. It's over.
Fuck, I'm not.
We live in the DFW area.
Yeah, they probably bomb us. We're in the top five cities that they would bomb first.
If we still lived in Kansas, we might live. Just because we're so far from everything.
No, dude, they're going to go target Garden City. It's like, what, New York? Like the whole eastern coast?
It would be L.A. first. Then, yeah, New York. I don't know about D.C. because I think that's like a...
province. Isn't that what it's considered?
It's not part of any state.
Yeah, but it's like a...
a district.
It's like a war crime.
If we're throwing nukes, I don't think we care.
For them to go and attack...
Yeah, if they're throwing nukes.
I don't know how the fuck that works, but there are like war crimes that you're not supposed to do in war.
The Geneva Suggestions?
Suggestions, yeah.
Isn't that a badass tropical place to go to?
It's called the Geneva Convention, yeah. But people call it suggestions.
They make laws like, all right, if you two are at war.
No napalm.
Who gave it to the Genevians to make rules?
That's where they had the conference. And they're like, all right, this is the rules of war.
That's a tropical ass place to have a conference.
They're on vacation.
Yeah, that's what they do. They send them down there, get them a bunch of hookers. And then when they're all in a good mood, they decide.
All right, guys, what are the rules? Down.
We need to have a meeting now.
Yeah.
We've been here for 2 weeks and we haven't talked shit.
Yeah, it was like no napalm, no fucking white phosphorus, shit like that.
Is torture one of them, or is that just something that the U.S. says that they don't do?
The U.S. be torturing people.
No, I know they do, but
yeah, like if you shoot a like an opposing soldier and you injure them, you're supposed to give them first aid.
Mm.
You're supposed to help them.
And so you can't
teabagging them.
I'd probably just sit there and watch him die.
God. You think you'd survive in war?
No.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
I feel like if you lose your glasses, you're fucked.
Like, if I'm fighting somebody and he just, like, slaps me, like, let's go flying.
Like, you're like, all right, bro. It's over.
That's fucked.
Because you can't really keep a contact subscription if you're in war. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you stock up.
There's soldiers that have glasses, prescriptions.
If it's full-blown war.
Oh, yeah, fuck. They have a strap behind your head, though. Well, yeah,
think about, today, what is full-blown war? Like, I doubt we're going to be sending people.
Drones. I'm going to be Russia. Fucking
it's
drones.
It's going to be drones, like planes, bombings.
So we need to make friends with those doomsday people. They have those bunkers.
Yeah.
There's one for sale in Kansas.
The motherland.
Has like fucking 10 levels to it or some shit. It's huge.
Do they have a 50-car garage?
Probably not.
GTA. How you doing over there, Summer?
Cool.
Do you think you'd survive in war?
No. I don't even care.
No?
Nope.
What do you care about?
I don't know. What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to bring you into this.
I don't care about war.
What if it was to bring
George Michael. It doesn't exist. So why would I do that?
Yeah, you're right.
I'd go fuck it.
Give me a you have no choice.
Yeah, I don't really have a choice. Fuck.
What if it was for citizenship?
Oh, I would.
Just choose the easiest
job. No, but they have to give me and my family citizenship. Then I would go. Yeah.
Just choose a job. Just choose an easy job. That's why a lot of people choose to be like the cooks or laundry people or the fucking water specialists.
He'll be the water boy.
We have water specialists. All they do is like check the quality of water. That's about it.
Mm.
That's their job.
Hmm. War is weird. Fighting is weird, but I guess we have to do it for some
reason. It's good for the economy. It is. Every time we have a war, the economy booms.
Yeah.
Man, what else has been going on lately?
Lately?
Pretty brain dead, bro. I feel like every time I do drugs, I just can't think the next day.
God damn.
What drugs? What kind of drugs?
Huh?
Jerry Springer
died. Oh, yeah.
From what?
I think he had cancer.
Mm-hmm. You know what's crazy? How, like, the U.S. says, I mean, it's not on record, but they're like how you said, no torture.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if someone, I forgot who it was, they had, like, some informant guy or whatever, and, like, he's like, no, I don't want to do this anymore, and they just fucking threw cancer at him.
What?
Yeah. And they, he died from cancer.
Cancer at him?
Just radiation or what?
No, like, I don't know how the fuck they...
Just put you near to, just get you close to like
just
some.
Just take
fucking...
you to Chernobyl and make you stay there for him. Come back with.
They just keep giving you X-rays until you.
I don't know. This place is grimy. I hate just looking at some of the old people when there's like meetings or whatever the fuck they have, and it's like, fuck, bro. Why are you still in office?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel the same way.
Only 80 years old, can barely walk and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be a while till like...
Should be an age limit.
Yeah.
Once you're 65, you're out.
Once you can't legally drive, get out of the office.
For real. Did you watch a lot of Jerry Springer?
No.
He had like a talk show, right?
I never watched him, yeah.
Mm.
Was that like one of the shows where like you are the dad or you're not the dad or no?
I think that was the show.
Yeah. Oh,
and then they make it all dramatic and like they'd run to the back and the cameraman.
Would is that the one where like the cameraman would follow him like all the way outside?
I think it's that one. I'm not sure.
That's funny.
I never watched this, so I don't know. I just saw the news that he died, and that was it.
What else is going on in pop culture?
I have no idea. I can't think of a single thing that's happened lately.
Yeah. Kind of just in my own world, honestly.
You know, we should all do acid and do this podcast.
I think that'd go terrible.
But as we do acid, we have to get a lava lamp and put it right here. So we're all just looking
at minute 38, we're just...
No, I think we should start the podcast and then drop the acid so... We slowly progress. Just fucking, yeah.
That'd be fucking hilarious.
That'd be scary.
And then we have some crazy visuals like going on right there.
We all just start having panic attacks. Like crying.
Don't look at the TV. Don't look.
One time me and my buddies from college did it, and we listened to Lamborghini High by A$AP Rocky.
Yeah.
And we watched the music video for probably 5 hours straight. Just damn. On repeat, because the music video is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It was probably 5 hours straight of just Lamborghini High.
God damn it.
Over and over and over. And then we went to the lake and watched the sunset.
The G Vegas Lake.
Tiniest little shithole lake.
I mean, we're at our mark. But
are we? I don't even know what.
Our producer isn't here to transition us into music.
Damn, we didn't argue this episode.
Oh, fuck, yeah, we're supposed to argue.
Bless you. Bless you.
What's a quick topic to argue about?
I thought we were going to argue about religion, but we kind of just shit on it all together.
I don't care much about
it. Yeah, I don't really care about it. I don't know enough to argue.
Yeah, that's also the thing. I feel weird arguing about
that. I just feel like you know about soccer, that's it.
That's all I know about.
You fucking, I don't know.
I don't know.
I argue with my coworkers all the time because they're white and they're like, soccer's not a sport. That's a little pussy sport.
Really?
I'm like, bro, you watch dudes jump on each other all day.
What's that?
Football.
Oh.
And he watches golf. And I'm like,
I watched bare knuckle boxing yesterday. That shit was pretty nasty.
What? Bare knuckle?
But yeah, they brought back bare knuckle boxing. And they had a pretty big event yesterday in Denver. Shit was brutal. One of the guys in the main event lost his teeth.
Fuck.
How many?
He lost multiple. He like chipped some and lost some.
And then did he win?
He called it quits.
Oh, fuck.
He was getting his ass beat, and then he called it quits.
They don't wear mouth guards?
Yeah, but you're also getting hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
Straight knuckle.
Yeah. The worst part about it, they always break their hands. It's like, because gloves mostly protect your hands more than the other person. Yeah. Well, like, gloves are meant more to protect you than the other person getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
They prevent cuts, and then they protect your hands from getting destroyed.
Yeah, because the skin's really thin right here.
Yeah. And your bones are all fragile in your hands. Your hands aren't really meant to hit people.
They're made for mining.
For grass.
All right, everyone. Let's move into the last segment of the evening. I was trying to do like 45 minutes of talking and then 15 minutes of music, but we got I lost track. Do you listen to the new Jack Harlow?
No. Oh fuck, I forgot. No? I haven't heard it. Have you?
Yeah, I listened to it yesterday.
Was it good?
I think it's good. But then I started getting
TikToks?
No, it was like unsure about it because I started seeing on social media like Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok where people were saying it's good. People are saying it's bad. And then you go into comments of said posts and they're like, oh, this is all like paid promo. Like, a lot of the good posts were just supposedly bullshit.
Mm-hmm. I heard he was, like, more vulnerable in this album, whatever that
meant. Yeah.
I kept seeing posts about that.
And then, I don't know, I really thought it was good, because they're saying that he went back. I guess they're shitting on the last album. And they're like, oh, yeah, he saw the comments, and he really put out some good shit this time. And there's other people saying no. So I got really fucking conflicted, but I think I made up my mind, and I think it was good.
Why'd you let comments sway you?
Because I'm like, damn, he's kind of making sense. And then, so I had no features. It was 24 minutes long, 10 songs.
I'll have to give it a listen.
Which is good.
Pretty short album, no, for like nowadays.
Well, that's what's crazy. Like, to you, it's short, but typically, that's a good album and like a lot of high standards.
I hate super long albums. When they're like an hour long, I can't.
Like when Gucci Mane dropped that 3 hour long one?
I have to come back like, it takes me like a week to listen to something like that.
Yeah. He had some crazy song called Gang, Gang, Gang. And the thought of it, like if you're just, you don't know anything about it, what would you think that song would consist of?
Murder, drugs, and...
Nah.
No? Oh, okay.
It's fucking crazy. It's about, like, his hometown, like, friends. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys caught a crazy rape charge of, like, 7. And he was talking about...
7 years old?
No, like, of 7 people.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh.
And then... So he's talking about that, like, the story of that. And then he's talking about this other guy that... he got in trouble for something, too. Fuck, what was it? But yeah, it was crazy. Like, it was pretty fucking vulnerable.
So you're just talking about his friends then?
Yeah, basically he's like, oh, I came home, I was talking to my friend, and he's like, did you hear about John? And he's like, our John? And like, yeah, he... 7 girls came out, said that he raped them. He was saying, like, rape a lot, like, the word rape. Mm-hmm. And he's like, our John? And he's like, yeah, our John. And there was, like, a bunch of that, and then he breaks it down, what happened. And then... He was saying shit like, I don't know if he was meaning it, but he was saying it like, we ride for them still, which is kind of weird because I don't think I would. Uh-huh. And then I forgot the other guy's fucking problems too, but it was crazy. So people were like, what the fuck? Because it was like in the middle of the album and just switched up to that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but I have to give it a listen. It sounds interesting.
I thought it was really good for what it was. His flow was cool.
Was it like his... newer stuff that he's came out recently or like his older stuff when he was doing like...
Supposedly it's like his compared to his older stuff.
Okay. I used to think he was like, well, his older stuff, I thought was pretty good.
Then he had a bar saying he's the best since...
Eminem?
Yeah. Since the guy that rapped about throwing vomiting on a sweater or some shit.
Well, he said he's the best white guy, no? The best white rapper? There's not a whole lot of famous...
Yeah, but what about Mac Miller?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot Mac Miller.
I feel like I'd put him above Jack Harlow.
I never listened to Mac Miller, but did he actually rap? Or?
Yeah. Oh. He had some freestyles out there. He had some, a lot of his rapping shit.
Yeah, what about Macklemore?
Fuck that guy, bro.
What, dude? He has a Grammy. He won song. Yeah, he has a Grammy.
That shit was crazy when he like publicly posted that he apologized to Kendrick.
That's some pussy shit.
Yeah,
I would not apologize. Even if I didn't deserve it, I wouldn't
apologize. Really?
I wouldn't apologize.
To someone that really clearly deserved it?
Better luck next year.
Really?
Why would you apologize? Like, hey, bro, sorry, my song kind of sucked. You did better.
Well, it was like, that song was fucking dumb. I hated it was. That song.
It, yeah, it was very radio music.
Shopping?
Yeah, the
shopping cart.
Popping tags or whatever
something
the fuck.
Like that. I'm going to pop some tags. Got $20 in my pocket.
Yeah, that was a stupid song.
And I guess it was a whole album.
Yeah, no, his whole album got album of the
year. Yeah, and it's like, yeah. What the fuck was on that album? Because all I know is that dumbass thrifting song.
I mean, shit. Well, yeah, you haven't listened to it. Go listen to it then.
No, fuck no. I don't want to give it
album
that
of
money.
You never know. Maybe it was album of the year. And that's just the song that blew up, but it's the stupidest one.
Nah, compared to the Kendrick album?
You haven't listened to Macklemore's album, though.
Dude, I would not trust Macklemore in music.
I
just because he's white, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to go listen to it now. Shit. I'm going to go listen to it now.
Yeah?
Probably not, but.
Who else was a white rapper?
Macklemore, and then Mac Miller.
To that level, I can't really think of any.
But yeah, you guys should definitely check out that album.
Yeet.
Isn't he mixed though?
I don't know what he is.
Isn't he mixed with Mexican?
He's like Mexican and like some type of European.
Watch him get a collab with Peso Pluma.
Damn.
Oh, and then also with him. He was on
Jimmy Fallon.
He was on Jimmy Fallon. I saw
just
that.
Crazy.
It is.
I need to see the whole episode because I wonder how good his English was. Darn it.
Well, he didn't interview him.
He just performed. The show is?
No, yeah. He just performed at the end.
Oh, I thought they interview and then they do a performance.
No, he just performed.
I've never watched the show. It's like
he just performed. Like Playboi Carti did Jimmy Fallon too.
Oh,
what the fuck did he perform?
What the fuck?
Slayer. Off the new album, yeah.
That's crazy.
But like that's it's like the end of the show.
Yeah.
He's like, and here to perform whatever the hell from his new album. And then they just perform and that's it.
You think they ask him like, do you want to do an interview? And they're like, nah.
I don't know. It's a good question.
I guess it depends what Jimmy Fallon's like, what his target audience is. I don't know who watches it like
that. I don't know anyone that watches that shit.
Jimmy Fallon? Your white coworkers?
No, hell no. They don't.
No?
After football? They don't watch it when football's over?
They don't watch him or any of the liberal people.
Oh. Because
he's one of those.
One of those?
Yeah, they don't watch him.
Fuck it. Well, let's get into our songs, man. Did you send yours?
I believe I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. This is Las Morras by Peso Pluma.
Just dropped yesterday or
no Friday? It's been out for a couple of weeks, I think.
Oh. People are starting to leak his shit now too. Peso Pluma.
Yeah,
no one's safe. We got a dance song.
I got 40 up my hip, I got a 30 up my nose, I got 20-inch rims, hold it down with 10 toes, I got zero time for us, 5'9 is the girl, I'm just saying how it goes, I'm showing up a fight, all these lines, all these dames, all these chains, I can do it, all this fame, all these claims, all the same, I think I'm moving wrong, wild around my body, I didn't fuck with nobody, I made millions off a hobby, still feel anxious in the lobby, yo. Yeah, it's like my soul is made of military camouflage, I'm at a Dodge in a garage, I'm at an exhaust, yeah, realest thing about me is my middle name Norman, this whole time y'all have been witnessing my drunk performance, yeah, I don't give a fuck, I'm over it, take me off my leash and then me, we'll be the fucking Doberman, take these cars out, the stupid
trend on social media. All I see is demons conjuring the pedophilia.
How do you feel about the boys, Dan?
About what?
The boys.
The boys, the Suicide Boys?
Yeah.
What about them?
Like them going mainstream and shit now.
I think it's pretty crazy. Their music has changed, but I still like a lot. I still like all their new stuff.
How many albums do you think we're going to get out of them? I mean, how many more?
I don't know. They usually drop an album and then tour, but they said they're almost done touring because they're kind of getting up there in age.
Well, I think they got one more tour in them, right, as they said?
They're doing Europe right now, unless they're just done with it.
Because Europe is still, I think they're almost done, but that's for so, this album.
Yeah. So they'll probably drop a new album. And then
when's Grey Day again? I always forget.
I don't remember.
Like September?
Something like that. Gotta go soon.
But yeah, we always get an album towards the end of the year. I don't know. I feel like I like that they went mainstream because it's more money for them since they're independent.
They like made a pact where if they didn't make it big, they were going to kill themselves. So it's good that they made it big.
Did you ever really like them, Summer? Did you ever really like them?
I never really got into it.
No, it was just because you're like not my type.
No, it's just never been my thing.
Yeah. Because remember when we were on your show and we talked about, because you thought they were from, what did you think they were from? You thought they were from somewhere else, but I told you they're actually from, Florida, but they're actually from New Orleans. And you said that was even worse. So I don't understand why. Like, do you know a lot of New Orleans artists or something? Because,
Yeah.
Primarily like jazz? Because isn't that where a lot of jazz and shit came from?
No, I mean like more of like, there's a lot of rappers in New Orleans and they just, the style just didn't seem like they were from Louisiana in general, not just New Orleans.
Who do you know? Can you give us one artist from New Orleans that you know?
Lil Wayne.
Oh,
NBA
shit.
Oh, really?
NBA Youngboy?
NBA Youngboy.
All right, older. Maybe, I guess, Lil Wayne era. Oh, really?
I had no idea.
Me neither. I guess I never really thought.
What's his name? Master P? What's his Currency?
Really?
Currency is from Louisiana.
Was it a lot from like Shreveport?
I don't think so.
Because where are these artists from? Because I feel like there isn't a lot of big cities in Louisiana. Or am I wrong?
I feel like you're either from New Orleans, and I feel like Baton Rouge is, I don't know if it's big because,
what's the capital, right?
I'm not sure, but my dad is from that area, so that was the only reason why I knew, like, oh, like, that's, like, another major city there, because he was from there, but anything else, I don't know.
I think that's where Youngboy lives, in Baton Rouge.
Really?
Yeah.
We passed through there when we went to New Orleans, and, I mean, we passed through it kind of quick, no?
Yeah.
Because I feel like, because we're going east to, or west to east.
Yeah, Baton Rouge is the capital.
And like, I feel like if you go west to east through DFW, it's at least an hour and change. And Baton Rouge is like, what, 20 minutes maybe? Because there's a little bit of traffic.
From New Orleans or from where?
Or like when we're heading to New Orleans. Well, we pass through.
From what?
Like the duration of time that we were in Baton Rouge.
He's saying it took 20 minutes to pass through all of Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I mean, it would make sense if it's the capital. It's probably the biggest city.
There is some crazy racist shit in between, though, babe.
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I've been to Louisiana.
Like, billboards or what?
Signs, billboards. Like, we passed through this weird small town with a bunch of swamps. And they had some crazy fucking, God damn, it was
like
racist.
All the trucks had the Confederate flag on them.
Yeah. It's like, damn, there's a pretty crazy.
If you go up north, all you see is signs about, like, abortion. Like, central Kansas, that's all you see.
My mom had a sign out there for, pretty sure it was pro-choice. It better have.
It's the Confederate flag and everything.
It was on her lawn. I was like, damn, you guys vote?
What, does she just like the colors of it?
Golly.
Just put it up there.
My dad is nowhere near where I thought Baton Rouge is.
No, because Shreveport is like close
Shreveport
to here.
Is more closer to where I am.
Baton Rouge is like west side or east side,
it's
right?
Closer, Baton Rouge is closer to New Orleans.
Yeah.
But my dad is more up north. He's more up north than where that was. Same thing, though. Shit.
Yeah. I had not to know there's many many artists from Louisiana.
I didn't either.
There's a ton.
Yeah.
Of now and back then. Kevin Gates.
Oh shit!
The sex icon.
Mystical.
Kevin Gates was the one that turned the car on right by touching the battery.
Yeah. I can't believe that. And it's like, God, what does he say? Like,
God strike down my son or some shit.
Yeah, my daughters or some shit. And it's like, damn, bro, don't say that. All right, let's move on to the next song.
I'm going with George Michael today since we were talking about Greek gods.
Okay, okay.
Shoot the Dog.
Crazy name.
Yeah.
What is he trying to say?
What do you mean? You don't know what that means?
He's saying, shoot the dog. I heard Saturday nights I always do Novocaine. That's why I'm high.
Yeah.
So we can party.
Hell yeah. He's saying that the shit that's over there in the UK was fucked up. And that he was doing drugs.
Talking about the UK?
This was after 9/11 and stuff. And he was basically telling, like, the prime minister or the whoever's in charge of that shit over there to not trust Bush because he thought Bush was, you know, dirty. Grimy. Yeah, he was just, like, saying all of that. And shoot the dog basically means to do something that no one wants to do. Like, it's like a TV trope of, like, when a hero has to do something, like, really,
like,
really bad in order to, like, for good.
Yeah.
And so he's just, like, saying, like, no, that nigga is not who we need to be fucking with. And he got a lot of backlash for it.
For that song?
Yeah.
Wow.
From Americans.
So, because we only heard a little bit of the song, but is there, like, clear messages of him saying fuck Bush, like, shit like that?
Bro, the music video was
it's just him killing Bush?
Well, the music video is like a cartoon, but it's like a cartoon of him, like, making fun of Tony Blair. That's who it was. Who it was? Tony Blair.
Who's Tony
and
Blair?
I think he was something over there. Something to do with the UK. I don't know what his position was, but he was just saying, like, telling, like, Tony Blair, like, bro, George Bush is there's something up with that nigga, and you need to watch out for him.
Huh?
And a lot of Americans didn't like it because they're like, you're not from here. Shut the fuck up.
He's British?
Yeah, he's from the UK.
British?
But he's Greek, but he's from the UK.
So did he ever live here?
Yeah. He lived in Texas at one point.
Where?
I think Dallas or Fort Worth, actually.
And then he was in California?
He lived in California, New York.
Damn, so he hit all the hot spots.
All the gay hot spots, yeah.
He was in Oakland.
Is that where he got caught in the restroom?
Shit, no, that was caught in Oakland. That was on Venice restroom? Beach, wasn't it?
No, it was in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, I believe.
I fucked that Beverly Hills Chihuahua series, but.
Did you watch that?
Yeah. I watched like one of them.
I think I watched. Is there three?
Who was the Chihuahua? Was it George Lopez?
Yeah. Can I call him the S word?
Whoa. Call, oh, I mean, yeah, that's
you
your thing.
You can call him whatever you want.
That's right? Your thing, bro.
Yeah, you can call him whatever you
want. I mean, if you want to do it.
He don't deserve to be spoken about on this pod.
Who, George Lopez?
Yeah. Big ass head. All right, guys. I did not know he was Greek and from. You said he lived in the UK too?
Yeah, you thought his real name was George Michael?
That's not his real name?
No. His real
was
name
it Georgius is Georgius Michaelis?
It's something like that. It's Georgius. Damn. Georgius something Patanas. I can't even pronounce
pizza.
It. It's really weird.
Georgius? Yeah. Gorgeous?
Yeah, it looks like gorgeous, but it's Georgius.
That might be their Greek.
Gorgeous Michaelson?
Yeah, it probably is. And he definitely was.
Man, there are some hard-ass Greek names.
Dude, they had the best
Stavros.
Names.
Stavros.
Halkias. I want to see him. Would you want to go see him?
I definitely will go see him.
I remember when I would watch the World Cup in 2014, the Greek team got pretty far. And
crazy-ass last names.
Yeah, like this guy was named Christoph Depopoulos, but his name was like 20 letters long.
Wow. And yeah. It was on the back of the jersey and everything?
Yeah.
For real. Yeah, just a smaller font just to fit it on the fucking jersey.
Was it multiple lines or smaller font?
No, just smaller
font. Dashes and shit.
Are soccer jerseys expensive?
Depends.
Okay. I'm going to find me a nice.
An authentic one is like 120.
Oh, never mind. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can get a fake
what
one.
What are you trying to get?
Shit, I'm going to find me a country over there in Africa and I'm going to root for them. For the next
Nigeria in 2018 had a really nice shirt.
Ooh.
Like a really nice shirt.
I guess you got to look into that, babe. See if you agree.
Look into it.
Get you. I bet it's cheaper now, too, because when you said 2018?
2018,
yeah. Yeah, so there's
But been, you can get a knockoff one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Nah, you got to support the Ghanaians or, what do you say, Niagara?
Oh, because we saw the Ghana Nigerians. Flag earlier.
Yeah.
You I might do that, because their flag was pretty cool.
Got to get one that one of the players had on the field.
Damn. Is Ghana good?
Ghana, they used, no, they're not.
Okay, never mind.
Wait, what about, where's Mbappe from, Mbappe?
These plays are friends.
No, but didn't they say it was Africa's but
he's born
trophy?
In somewhere in Africa. No, he was born in France, but I think his parents are from Africa.
Yeah. Because we told you about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those
they
French
were saying
players.
That a lot of African players go and play in France.
Good for them, man.
They mean Lewis. Lewis said that, not
they. Our reputable source.
Yeah, our soccer source here. Have you been doing that job thing that you said?
I just did once in Austin, and I haven't been chosen for another one.
Oh, damn.
I think it's because there's just so many people doing them, and they can only send one per.
He met George Clooney there.
You met George Clooney?
George Clooney. Oh. I don't even know
what that
is.
Me neither. I know
just
the name.
You made somebody up? You made up an actor? Well,
I know
who
person.
It was.
Why'd
like,
you choose an actor
Clooney?
Of all people?
Because I knew she knew him. Now, who did you meet, though? You met some guys on a podcast.
I met some podcast guys that I feel bad because I can't find them. And I don't know what their names are. But, like, when I saw them, like, I saw them walk into the room, and I was like, damn, those guys look really familiar. And then they sat next to me, and they were talking to this other guy. And that guy was like, oh, what do you guys do? They said,
podcast.
Yeah, we're podcasters, and we post on TikTok. And I, like, turned around, and I was like, oh, shit, it's them. I see them all the time on my phone.
And now you haven't seen them since?
I haven't seen them since, and I don't know their fucking names.
Probably got canceled.
Your phone's going to hear you and pull them up now.
Send
a TikTok to the group chat when it pops up.
I hope so. Yeah. When I find
see
it,
what
I'm,
they're on. Because were they doing the same thing or were they just, are they a sports podcast?
No, they're a sports podcast, but they don't even talk about Austin. But because they tell Austin FC, hey, we have a podcast, they get to go into the media room like and just
shit,
watch
we
every,
tell
every,
us
every
pussies
every,
from FC Dallas.
Every single game, yeah. They could just go and sit there.
No, I'm just kidding. You guys aren't pussies. We love you. We went to like 3 of your games last year.
They're going to hit us and be like, nah, never mind. You guys can't
we
get
we should
on.
Try to get in with the Arlington Renegades.
That's their soccer team?
No, that's the XFL team.
Ooh.
But it's new, so it's like they're probably looking for
diversity.
And we got the diversity.
After a year, they're going to be like, so have you guys posted anything about us? No.
Golly.
Oh, we're still building up the profile or something.
Yeah. That'd be cool. But yeah, you had fun over there at the thing?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's cool.
I would do it again.
Well, you're going to do it again soon, no?
I hope so, yeah.
Like, picked, right? Did they reach out to you? Like, hey, do this game.
Yeah, they asked me if I can. The reason I don't apply to all of them is because with the wedding coming up, I'm kind of busy on the weekends.
Yeah.
But once that's done, like, I'm going to apply to every single one that I can.
Hell yeah. All right, everyone. We're going to end up on my song. I'm not going to tell you the name because I'm going to gatekeep it because it hasn't been released
yet. It's on SoundCloud.
It's called Just Be Good.
Don't do it, please.
Just Be Good to Me. It's still scrolling. What she says is, I'm sure they're going to find it.
Nah, they can't.
I'm going to go Google the lyrics.
Maybe. It's on Genius. All right, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget to leave us a
5-star review.
5-star review. I know they have that shit on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Oh, people can leave voice messages on Spotify.
Oh, see, there you go. If you're a Spotify listener. But. All right, everyone. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Later. Just be good to me. I can be your shelter.